Hello, this is James McNew from Yolo Tango, and you are listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Thank you, amazing robot voice, and I am Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland.
You're an hour late.
We're about to count down top 10 albums now that are charting across the nation. Of course, always counting down the top 20, but we're into the top 10, getting into the thick of it. And on top of the top 10, we have my continuing interview with James McNew from the band Yolo Tango. I like the name. James McNew. I wonder if he gets this a lot from his friends. What's McNew?
That's it. I hope those are people that are not your friends. Or that's what I would say if I was him.
True.
Yes, and old ex-friends of mine
used to say to me
that joke.
Yeah.
And now, Anthony, this interview is over.
Click. We get our charts from earshot-online.com, and it is an online resource that you should take advantage of. And Brian will tell you what you find if you go there.
Yes, the Earshot. I don't know where I was going there. The earshot-online.com website is the home of the National Campus and Community Radio Report, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and brings you some fine, fantastic music happening across Canada on your local campus and community radio station. You can find the entire national top 50 for the week ending whichever Tuesday evening happened last. You can also find all the submitting stations across Canada from your region, about 30 stations submitting their top 30s every week, which sort of becomes the top 50. You can also find specialty charts both from your region and nationally, including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and some pretty cool features submitted, including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're also on Twitter, our handle @earshot20. If you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd love to hear from you. And you can make a request for us to spin your tracks on this show, and we will do so. And coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some interviews with some of those folks who have contacted us. Band or an artist from Winnipeg, and also one local to us here in St. John, because we broadcast and record live out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, the campus community radio here. So
you've been promising for some time now that you're going to get to some of the people that sent us. We got quite a few messages over the holidays, which of course is kind of busy time.
Yeah.
And we're just sort of really getting back into the swing of things now. So there's about four or five bands that contacted us over the last couple of weeks on Facebook and email and stuff, and Anthony's been saying on the show that we're going to get to them, but he hasn't been fibbing.
I'm coming good on my promise. Yeah,
with someone who contacted us in November, so sorry to them for the little bit of delay, but Anthony is going to be speaking with them on the program next week. You'll hear a track or two, and then we have a couple other bands who've contacted us, and we'll definitely no one will be missed.
No, we will get to you. Just
we just have a bit of a backlog.
Bear with us. Actually, my favorite if you've ever been into A&W and you've I'm going somewhere with this. If you've ever been in A&W and you see the trainee, it's the pin that they make you wear, and I know this because I worked at A&W in my youth, was bear with me, I'm new and in training, and had a picture of the bear.
Was it also spelt like bear?
Yes.
Of course it was.
So bear with us.
Oh dear.
All right, let's kick it off.
Dear D-E-E-R.
That's not bad.
All right, another debut this week. As I've mentioned earlier in the program, six albums new to the top 20 this week, including three debuts. And debuting at number 10 is the new album from Portland and New Zealand indie psych and garage rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And they've released their second album, simply titled 2. And you're going to hear a track from that called Faded in the Morning. Following that, at number 9, down just one spot, is Daniel Romano, and you're going to hear from Come Cry With Me and Fiddler with their self-titled debut at number 8, down from 6. And when we come back from hearing from those tracks, we will for sure let you know what they were.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
When she left me, she thought that I was hurting. She heard that I'd been crying to her friends. But the truth is I just got a new job acting. So any tear that rolls my cheek is just pretend. I've got a role in some romantic movie. A broken-hearted man unlike myself. Well, it's hard for me to relate, so I practice night and day. And that's why I've been crying oh so well. Dead and gone. This crying is just a role I'm working on. Well, she said she saw me weeping in a bar room. She said she saw me sobbing all alone. But if she knew the truth about my crying, she'd pack her things and come back to her home. Because I got a role in some romantic movie. A broken-hearted man unlike myself. Now she'll see me on the screen and take back everything. She'll come back to the man that treats her well. I'm not crying over you. I'm not crying over you. You might think so, but you're wrong. No, that feeling's dead and gone. This crying, it's just a role I'm working. This crying is just a role I'm working on.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called Blackout Stout by Fiddler off of their self-titled debut at number 8, down from 6. Before that, falling just one spot to number 9 from the week before is Dan Romano with a track from Come Cry With Me called I'm Not Crying Over You. So he's crying, but he's not crying over you, and he wants someone to join him.
He's crying over me.
No, he's not. He said so. He said so for 4 minutes. He wrote a 4-minute song about it, even.
Oh, well, nice guy.
And debuting at number 10 was the brand new second album from Unknown Mortal Orchestra with some fine psychedelic garage rock sounds. And their album is simply called 2, and you heard Faded in the Morning.
All right. We're going to get back into the charts now, and coming up very shortly, second part of the interview with James McNew from Yo La Tengo. It's very exciting, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Don't miss it. And remember, if you want to get in touch with us, there's a few ways to do it, but I'll point you in the direction of a really great resource, and that's Facebook. Are you familiar? You should be. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our Facebook page. And we post all kinds of things. We post fun questions that we want answers to that I don't ever get responses. But I did have one.
Sometimes.
I do. But and then
you've only ever posted 2 questions. So that's kind of. And both times you've had responses. So you're kind of a liar.
Okay. Thanks for calling me out.
Listen, if nothing, that's what friends are for.
I know.
To call you out on your BS.
You're a great friend.
If that's what friendship is about, I am the best of all friends.
You are. That would make you a solid friend. I don't even know what that means. All right, let's continue with the music then.
All right, we're going to hear the lead track from the new Tegan and Sarah album, which is called Closer. So a bit of a lie going on there, if you will. And no, you're not. I thought you'd really appreciate that.
Throwing a bazinga out there, and I wasn't helping you. Okay, do it again.
No, it's too late. I'm not like you. It's too late now. You're gonna hear a track called Closer, which is the opener from the new Tegan and Sarah album called Heartthrob at number 7, up from 28. Following that, at number 6, up from 11, is Toro y Moi and the album Anything in Return. You'll hear a selection from that, and we'll let you know what when we return.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7. All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the back before we get a little bit closer.
The sun is finally setting, the night sky is changing.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track by Toro y Moi which is sitting at number 6 this week, up from 11, and the new album, Anything in Return. Why are you laughing?
Because I thought of something funny that I would say. Oh, I toro my emoi.
That literally doesn't make any sense.
I know, and that's why I wasn't going to say it, but I had to because I thought
I love how everyone's finally getting to see the real Anthony. I love how professional you were talking about. Anthony was talking about this radio show. This is a little bit of an aside, but Anthony was talking about this radio show with another program he sometimes participates in on this radio station the other day, or just yesterday, and talking about how super professional he was the first few weeks, and then now he's slowly been letting slip the real Anthony Edmund. And it's really out of control at this point, clearly, if he's telling jokes like that.
Oh, no.
But I'll have to tighten it up. I'm glad the rest of Canada is finally getting to hear the real Anthony Edmund, and they're starting to really become familiar with what a lunatic you are.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. Anyway, that was a song called Say That. And before that was Closer by Tegan and Sarah from their new album Heartthrob at number 7, up from 28.
All right, we're back now with James McNew from YOLO Tango. And James, we have some listener and fan-submitted questions for you, and we'll start with this one. You've performed several Hanukkah shows in support of public radio and various charities. How did this idea come about, and how was this year's show?
This year's shows were great. We raised a lot of money every night. Each of the 8 shows goes to a different charity, and we kept it all local this year for hurricane relief and rebuilding throughout New Jersey and Staten Island and Brooklyn and Queens. We started doing it in 2001, sort of at a time when there were a lot of benefits in America. And it was, I believe, in December. It was late November, early December. I can't remember exactly when it started that year in 2001. But we decided, we had actually toyed with the notion of playing all 8 nights of Hanukkah in the past, but that seemed like the right year to finally try it. And it was all set up as 8 charity shows, and we were really happy with it. And so it sort of became a tradition, and we've done it almost every year since then. I think we took 2 years off, but that's it.
It's a really awesome idea too, and great to build around, great community to build around. So, another fan question: do you have any plans of a live concert DVD in the future?
Nope.
Not going to be doing one of those.
No plans.
Okay. These next couple of questions are about side projects, of which you guys have had a few. And you've got 2 jazz EPs. One fan would like to know if you are going to release another.
No plans. We haven't worked with those musicians in a very long time. Although at one of our Hanukkah shows this year, the saxophonist Sabir Mateen joined us, and we hadn't played with Sabir in ages, and he was part of that recording, and he also recorded on the Summer Sun album with us, so it was really great to see him again and play with him. So I certainly hope we'll get together in the future.
Very cool. And I guess we'll end off with this fan-submitted question, keeping with side projects, of course. Another fan would like to know if there might be a new Condo Fox album in the future.
I didn't know we could say that word on the air. there's no real plan, but we have a lot of new songs. And it took us roughly 40 minutes to record and complete the first album. So it's possible we could do this one even faster. We'll see. We don't have a plan, but I have a feeling that if we did have a plan, we could make it happen pretty quickly.
That's pretty impressive. That might even be a world record-setting sort of recording.
I think so. I remember reading, and I can't remember if I'm correct. Maybe I made this up. That Meet the Beatles was actually recorded at a pressing plant, so that they could record it and just start making records right away. Maybe we'll do that, or we'll go and record at Google or something. I don't really know.
some variation.
Exactly.
All right, stay tuned. We have more with James from YOLO Tango coming up after this. But first, we're going to get back to the charts. And Julie Dwaron takes the number 5 spot this week, down from number 2 on the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
I just don't feel like I can make it no more. I just don't feel like I can make it no more. Well, it's true, I have a lover. And it's true, I have my family. And it's true, they all love me. But I just don't feel like I can make it no more. Well, I have my health, and I know that's a lot for sure. And I have everything to be grateful for. And feeling this way has got me pacing the floor. Cause I just can't figure out why I can't make it more. It's true, I have a bed. And it's true, a roof over my head. And it's true, that I am always fed. But it's just this heavy old feeling of dread.
Number 4.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
It's the Earshot 20. I love bleeps and bloops.
I know you do.
They're my favorite.
They're always over there.
It scared me, though. I thought the track ended much earlier than it did.
That was a track by My Bloody Valentine, who the Dublin My Bloody Valentine group released their long... This is long. I could go on forever. Awaited, promised, and delayed third studio album, which came out 22 years after their previous 1991 seminal shoegaze release, Loveless. Yeah, part of this album was recorded prior to their breakup back in 1997, and then additional recording took place when they reunited in 2007. Kevin Shields, who's the singer in the band, or the leader of the band, or whatever you want to call it, declared in 2007 that the recording was three quarters done, which was 6 years ago, and then announced that it was coming out in November, and then it didn't. And then at a show... a few days, 3 days before it came out, I think, or a few days, 4 or 5 days before it came out, someone from an audience yelled, "When's the new record coming out?" And he's like 2 or 3 days. And then this was probably on Monday or Tuesday. And then on Friday night, it was announced that at midnight, the record would come out online. So after 22 years of waiting, they finally put out the new record, MBV. And you heard a track called If I Am. So yeah, hope
what
you.
What a turkey.
They've been fooling around for years, and it finally came out, and it is really excellent, so definitely check it out. Before that, at number 5, you heard Julie Duaron falling from number 2, the album So Many Days, and you heard a track called Can't Make It No More.
All right, maybe a little bit more from Brian now. Get the rest of the lowdown. So these are some albums that are sitting on the charts, probably could make their way up into the top 20. They're on the National Top 50 from earshot-online.com, and... we'll continue now with the lowdown.
Yeah, we told you about some debuts, of course, in the top 20 this week. There were 3 debuts in the top 20, and quite a few in the bottom 30. At number 35 was Indians. The debut album from the Copenhagen group Indians is called Somewhere Else. At number 30, The Good Lovelies put out a live album called Live at Revolution, and is described as the opportunity to experience The Good Lovelies' live performance from the comfort of your own home and enjoy favorites, peppered with classic stories of life on the road and the meanings behind the songs. So check that out. At number 27 is the album The Flower Lane, which is the latest release from New Jersey's Matt Mondenile, who you might also know from the group Real Estate. At number 25 is a release from This Hisses called Anhedonia. Anhedonia.
All right.
If you will.
Fair enough.
Which is a Winnipeg-based post-punk band and their release of their sophomore album. And at number 23, the fourth album from 2 Hours Traffic, which comes out in 4 days, debuted at number 23. And they're from Charlottetown PEI, if you haven't heard of them.
Awesome. All right. 2 more tracks, then we'll get to number 1, and I've got a little bit more of that interview with James McNew from Yola Tango. You won't want to miss that, so stick around. But we've got a couple more tracks on the way, number 3 and number 2. Brian's going to let you know what's coming.
All right, sitting still at number 3 is a track from the album The Folk Sinner by Lee Harvey Osman called Devil's Load. Following that, at number 2, you're going to hear from Hayden all the way up from number 13 in the new album Us Alone.
It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
the devil's road. Oh, my, I'm broke. No money, no toast. I'm on a hungry dog road. And I'm a long, long daddy with a devil's road.
What's that now?
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Rainy Saturdays, they make me sad.
Why? I don't. Sometimes I like sitting inside having a good read on the weekend, you know?
A nice cup of coffee.
I prefer a rainy Sunday. But anyway, that was Rainy Saturday by Hayden off of the new album Us Alone at number 2, up from 13. And sitting still at number 3 is Lee Harvey Osmond from the album The Folk Sinner. You heard Devil's Load.
And we're back with James McNew from Yola Tango. And James, I see you have a pretty extensive European tour approaching, spending most of the month of March out that way. Is there anywhere you're excited to visit or return to that you've already been?
I'm just excited to be out and playing. We are nearing the end of phase one of touring for the record. We're about to come. We have a few shows left on this 3-week tour of North America, and it's been tremendous fun and a really illuminating experience playing every night. We're playing two sets with no opening group, and we'll play a quiet set first and a loud set second. And it's just been very, very satisfying and really exciting, and it's been great. I can't wait to do it again tonight. And then, I don't know, in Europe it is nice, and it's nice kind of everywhere, really, because there are friends that we have, not everywhere, but a lot of places, and we can't really see them otherwise. And, you know, we don't just travel for kicks that much, but we do travel for work all the time, and we have friends, like people that we've been friends with for 20 years, who live in a city in a foreign country that we only get to see when we're on tour, and I really look forward to that. The tours move very quickly, so there isn't really much time to visit a town or a city properly. So you hope for a good meal here and there, maybe a nice museum on a day off if you can, or I don't know. I guess we've learned over the years how to systematically find the proper physical or spiritual souvenirs from traveling.
And I do hear that a lot from artists who say that they travel. You know, there's not a lot of time, but one of the things that I do hear a lot is that they take advantage of the time when they are away, if they do have friends that they do get to visit. So that's something that's great. Can you tell us a little bit more about maybe the dynamic of not having an opening band, and does that become tiring a bit for you guys because you're on stage and it's just you, or is it a little bit more rewarding because you're out there and you get that much more time in front of the audience?
It's terrific for us. If anything, it's exhausting and demanding for our crew, who have to sound check us twice. Because we have two different instrument setups for each set, so they are putting in extraordinarily long days, and we are very, very grateful for that. We couldn't do it otherwise.
Awesome. So what else lies ahead for Yola Tango? Is it after the tour? Are we going to see another album? Are you going to be working on some other projects? What's next?
I have no idea. We're going to be traveling for the large portion of 2013. I'm not sure of anything else. I am definitely sure that we will be touring quite a bit. But I don't know. Interesting things tend to crop up now and then, and we have a difficult time resisting those.
So there may be treats in the treats on the way.
I certainly hope so. I love treats.
All right, James, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Sure thing.
And here they are at number one again for their second week in a row. It's Yola Tango on the Earshot 20.
Number one.
Tide pouring on away from the shore.
It's the Earshot 20.
And lo and behold, sitting still for the second week running, that was number one, Yola Tango, and from the album Fade, you heard Paddle Forward.
All right, a big thanks to James McNew for taking the time to chat with us this week from Yola Tango, and we hope that you enjoyed that. Remember, if you want to catch any part of the show and you missed any part of it, it's all right. We post a link on our Facebook page every week to the program so you can download or listen to it, and it is Facebook.com/earshot20. That's where you'll find the link and all the information. That does it for us. We'll be back again next week with a brand new countdown. And who knows? There may be some movement in the number one spot. We don't know. We won't know until the next time the charts come out.
It's very much up in the air.
It is. You could say it's a mystery. Yeah, we'll see. All right. Stay tuned. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way.
Thanks for listening.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.